რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია. გთავაზობთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. თავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. აზერბაიჯანი და სეპარატისტები მთიან ყარაბაღში ცეცხლის შეწყვეტაზე შეთანხმდნენ. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტმა სომხეთსა და აზერბაიჯანს მოუწოდა მაქსიმალური ძალისხმევა გამოიჩინონ კონფლიქტის მშვიდობიანად მოსაგვარებლად. რუსეთი ქნის ეროვნულ გვარდიას ტერორიზმთან და ორგანიზებულ დანაშაულთან საბრძოლველად. საბერძნეთმა 200 მეტი მიგრანტი დააბრუნა თურქეთში ევროკავშირის და თურქეთის გეგმის შესაბამისად. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად. აზერბაიჯანი და მთიან ყარაბაღში სომხეთის მხარდაჭერით მოქმედი სეპარატისტები ცეცხლის შეწყვეტაზე შეთანხმდნენ, რათა ბოლო მოეღოს მთიან ყარაბაღში ყველაზე მასშტაბურ შეიარაღებულ დაპირისპირებას 1994 წელს ზავის ამოქმედების შემდეგ. ამ გარღვევის ფონს ქმნის მრავალი ქვეყნის და საერთაშორისო ორგანიზაციის ლიდერების მოწოდება აზერბაიჯანისა და სომხეთისადმი არ დაუშვან კონფლიქტის კიდევ უფრო გამწვავება. მთიან ყარაბაღში სეპარატისტების ჯარის წარმომადგენელმა სენურ ჰასრათიანმა დღეს უთხრა ჩვენი რადიო სომხურ სამსახურს, რომ შეთანხმების შესაბამისად ბრძოლა შეწყდა ადგილობრივი დროით 12 საათზე. აზერბაიჯანის თავდაცვის სამინისტრო ადასტურებს, რომ შეჩერებულია სამხედრო მოქმედებები სამხედრო დაპირისპირების ხაზის, ანუ ფაქტობრივად ფრონტის ხაზის გასწვრივ. მთიან ყარაბაღში, რომელიც აზერბაიჯანში მდებარეობს და უმეტესად ეთნიკური სომხებითაა დასახლებული, 2 აპრილს განახლდა შეიარაღებული დაპირისპირება, რომელშიც ტანკები, ვერტმფრენები და არტილერია იყო ჩართული. როგორც უწყებიან, დაიღუპა 50-ზე მეტი ადამიანი, ზოგი ცნობით 64 კაცი. მთიანი ყარაბაღის კონფლიქტში შუამავალი ეგრეთ წოდებული მინსკის ჯგუფის წევრებმა საფრანგეთის, რუსეთის და შეერთებული შტატების წარმომადგენლებმა მხარეებს ბრძოლის შეწყვეტისკენ მოუწოდეს. მათ საჭიროდ მიაჩნიათ დაუყოვნებლივ მოლაპარაკება კონფლიქტის სრულად მოსაგვარებლად. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტმა გიორგი მარგოლაშვილმა სომხეთს და აზერბაიჯანს მოუწოდა მაქსიმალური ძალისხმევა გამოიჩინონ კონფლიქტის მშვიდობიანად მოსაგვარებლად. მთიანი ყარაბაღის კონფლიქტის ზონაში სიტუაციის ესკალაციის შესახებ გიორგი მარგოლაშვილმა თბილისში ნატო საქართველოს სახალხო დიპლომატიის ფორუმზე გამოსვლისას ისაუბრა. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტი ვლადიმირ პუტინი აცხადებს, რომ რუსეთი ქმნის ეროვნულ გვარდიას ტერორიზმთან და ორგანიზებულ დანაშაულთან საბრძოლველად. ამის შესახებ მან დღეს განაცხადა კრემლში ძალოვანი უწყობების ხელმძღვანელებთან შეხვედრაზე. პუტინის სიტყვებით, აღმასრულებელი ხელისუფლების ახალი ფედერალური ორგანო დაკავებული იქნება ტერორიზმთან, ორგანიზებულ დანაშაულთან ბრძოლით. პუტინის განმარტებით ეროვნული გვარდია შეიქმნება შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტროს ჯარის ბაზაზე. საბერძნეთმა 200 მეტი მიგრანტი დააბრუნა თურქეთში ევროკავშირის და თურქეთის გეგმის შესაბამისად, ევროპაში მასობრივი მიგრაციით გამოწვეული კრიზისის შერბილების მიზნით. სულ 11 ქვეყნის წარმომადგენელი 202 მიგრანტი, უმეტესად პაკისტანელები და ავღანელები დააგზავნეს საბერძნეთის კუნძულებიდან თურქეთში. მეორე მხრივ 53 სირიელი მიგრანტი ჩაფრინდა თურქეთიდან გერმანიასა და ფინეთში. ევროკავშირის და თურქეთის გეგმით ანკარა თავის ტერიტორიაზე მიიღებს ყველა მიგრანტს, მათ შორის სირიელებს, ვინც არალეგალურად ჩავიდა საბერძნეთში. სამაგიეროდ ევროკავშირში თურქეთიდან ჩავა 1000-ობით სირიელი ლტოლვილი. პაკისტანში 71-მდე გაიზარდა ძლიერი წვიმით გამოწვეული ღვარცოფების შედეგად დაღუპულების რიცხვი. წვიმა 3 აპრილს დაიწყო და წყალმოვარდნები გამოიწვია ჩრდილო-დასავლეთ პაკისტანში მდებარე 2 პროვინციაში. ავღანელი ოფიციალური პირების ცნობით სულ ცოტა 7 ადამიანი დაიღუპა ჩრდილოეთში მდებარე ფარვანის პროვინციაში თვითმკვლელის მიერ მოწყობილი აფეთქების შედეგად. პროვინციის გუბერნატორის მოადგილე შაჰვალი შაჰედი აღნიშნავს, რომ დაეჭრა 26 კაცი. იუწყებიან ასევე, რომ აფეთქება, რომელიც თვითმკვლელმა დანახმული მოტოციკლეტით მოაწყო, მიმართული იყო ავღანეთის უშიშროების ძალების წინააღმდეგ, მაგრამ ყველა დაღუპული სამოქალაქო პირია. თავდასხმაზე პასუხისმგებლობა ჯერ არავის უკისრია. და ბოლოს, შეერთებული შტატების სამხედრო საზღვაო ძალებმა არაბეთის ზღვაში მოახდინეს სავარაუდოდ ირანიდან იემენისთვის გაგზავნილი იარაღის კონფისკაცია. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, ის მარიამ ჭიაურელმა გაგაცნოთ. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to Border Crossings. I'm your host, Larry London. And today, I'll be joined by the duo Ian Axel and Chad King, who are better known as A Great Big World. The two met at New York University and decided to start writing music together. And it wasn't long before they realized their harmonies flowed nicely together. So they recorded a song called This Is the New Year, which was featured on Fox TV's hit show Glee. And it wasn't long after that that MTV, ESPN, and ABC TV started to use their music. In 2013, A Great Big World signed with Epic Records and released an album called Is There Anybody Out There? Pop star Christina Aguilera heard one of the songs on the CD and asked to sing it with the band. That song, called Say Something, earned A Great Big World a Great Big Grammy for Best Pop Duo Group Performance in 2015. And the song went on to sell over 4 million copies in the U.S. A Great Big World released their sophomore album in 2015, When the Morning Comes. They join us today to perform songs from the new CD, and also they will sing their biggest hit. So stay tuned for A Great Big World, coming up on Border Crossings.
Before was a waste of time. I don't care anymore. I wanna move on. There is so much more than who's right or who's wrong. Oh, oh, oh. We can shake it. Oh, oh, oh. Let the pieces fall. So fast, the way it tore right through, can't erase what is past, but we're still alive in a world that wants to keep us inside. Oh, oh, oh. We can shake it. Oh, oh, oh. And let the pieces fall.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings here on Music Alley. They're on the road right now for their sophomore album, and we're very excited to welcome into our studios the Grammy-winning A Great Big World. It's great to have you guys here.
It's great to be here.
Congratulations on all the success. It's been a whirlwind. I read somewhere this has kind of been crazy for you.
Yeah.
Where do we even begin?
Well, whoever wants to answer.
It's hard to reflect on the past couple of years because it's gone so fast and there's been so many like little experiences, big experiences. But, yeah.
It makes us want to just hang on to the moment more because it went by so fast. It was a blur. We look at old videos and old pictures. We're like, we were there. I don't think we understood the weight of what was going on when we were going through it until the dust settled a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, finding yourself at number one off your first album, it actually wasn't your first album, right? You put out an EP that was kind of a Kickstarter campaign. Is that how it all began for
you? Yeah, but all those songs were on the first album. So was our first album technically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started this band on Kickstarter. We were label-less. And we were basically teamless. We were just forming a team from the ground up again, and our fans crowdfunded our music.
That's great.
And literally, if it wasn't for that, there would be I don't think there'd be a great big world. We had we were living month by month and not knowing how we were going to pay rent. And then fast forward to not too much longer later, we're recording with Christina Aguilera.
Wow. And she apparently heard the song, Say Something, and really liked the song and asked to be on the song, so you had to redo it with her.
Yeah. It was featured on So You Think You Can Dance, and then without her. It was a solo version of Ian. And then about a week later, we get an email from Christina. It was like this beautiful, poetic email saying how moved she was by the song and how much she would love to be a part of it. And we were, I mean, how do you respond to that? That's Christina Aguilera, and
I remember that my heart started beating out of my chest, and I think my heart was beating out of my chest for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's still beating. I can see the shirt moving. But, yeah, so we've got Chad and Ian, and who else do you have?
Oh, yeah, we got Oscar, our guitarist.
Hi, Oscar. Welcome to the studios.
Thank you.
It's a great big world, and we're going to find out more about how you guys met and how you started this whole thing that you're doing, this great band that you have. But first, if you wouldn't mind doing a song, we'd love to hear you do some music.
Sure. Right. This is Hold Each Other.
All right, Hold Each Other. Big hit.
I miss the words we used to say. I miss the sounds of yesterday. I miss the games we used to play like old. I was trapped inside a dream. I couldn't see her next to me. I didn't know she'd set me free like old. Something happens when I hold her. She keeps my heart from getting older. When the days get short and the nights get a little bit colder, we hold each other. We hold each other. We hold each other. Everything looks different now. All this time my head was down. He came along and showed me how to let go. I can't remember where I'm from. All I know is who I've become. That our love has just begun like gold. Something happens when I hold him. He keeps my heart from getting broken. When the days get short and the nights get a little bit frozen, we hold each other. We hold each other. We hold each other.
Someone for me, another soul that can share my story. Nobody loves me like you love me. Nobody loves me like you love me.
Close your eyes and the walls will shatter. Don't be no
Wow. Sounding great. I love that song. I really do. I love
Thank
that
you.
Song. Nice. That's the first single from the new album, When the Morning
yep.
Comes.
Yep.
And so you decided to release that as the first track. Now, tell me about the new album. How does it differ from the first album?
Yeah. I mean, this album, we had 3 months to write it, 3 months to record it, and then it was out into the world super fast. The first album, it was kind of a collection of songs over the last, like, 8 years that we've known each other, and it was kind of like, oh, we got to put out an album. Let's pick this song, this one, sure, that one.
We recorded this one here with this guy and this one here and all different years of our lives. So
wow.
It felt like different chapters in our lives, the first album. Then the second one was like a snapshot.
Yeah.
Just one focused
Quickly. And I read where you did it in London. Is that you
recorded some of it in London, some of it in Toronto, L.A., New York, Nashville.
Technology is great, isn't it? You can be anywhere on the planet and you can put together an album. I love your harmonies. I mean, you guys started off where one was writing and one was singing, right? That's how the two of you found
yeah.
each other.
We met at NYU and Ian kind of forced me to hear him play the piano.
He didn't want to hear. He was like, I have my own friends. I had to like call him and be like, why can't we just hang out and do this? Because I transferred in and I was lonely. But anyway, he had like his like, he was like, I'm going to be a manager. And he had like his like his cap on and his suit jacket. That's why he went to school. And
yeah.
he managed me for years as a solo artist.
I thought I was going to be on the business side. But then, I don't know, once I heard him play the piano, I heard him like humming these melodies. I was like, you got to sing. We should write together.
And then he dyed his hair blue.
And then I dyed my hair blue.
And how did you come up with the name A Great Big World?
It's a lyric in a song of ours called Cheer Up.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyric is, it's a great big world and there is no need to cry. And, you know, we believe in injecting as much positivity and hope into our music as possible. And music is a spiritual thing for us. And we wanted a name that reflected that. And that was a great big name that we can do anything we wanted to do under for the rest of our lives.
Wow. And so, I mean, you must have had a name for your group before. Was it Chad and Ian, or did you have a name for the
yeah,
group before you went to a great
for
group?
For a second, we were Ian and Chad.
Ian and Chad.
Yeah.
Sorry, got the order wrong.
Yeah, but then wasn't there a Chad and Ian from the 70s or something? Or like a...
Chad and Jeremy.
Oh,
Chad and Jeremy. Oh,
yeah.
That's a long, long time ago. But it's great. And this is your first interview? This is the first stop you've made on the media tour on your tour?
Is it? I think so.
That's
but this was
amazing.
The first
yeah.
radio... Western America was the first radio thing we've ever done ever in our lives.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're going big, you know, to start here. 200 million people around the world, so.
No pressure.
And no pressure. 60 countries, but they all love your music. I mean, obviously, you were number one on iTunes, and you were at the top of the charts, and, you know, you guys have a lot of pressure, I guess, on you to follow up, because when your first song is so big, and your first song wins a Grammy, I mean, all of a sudden, whoo, how do you top that?
Yeah, it's... You know, it's an interesting challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of have to remind ourselves that we're not trying to top it. We can't try to top it because once you do that, you're forcing creativity and that just never works.
Right.
It's so hard not to try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It sets the bar pretty high. You know?
Just to get rid of all of that outside noise and just do what you do for the reasons why you started doing it in the first place. You know, it's difficult. It's a meditation mm-hmm. doing this thing, and we're still figuring it out. But we're proud of the second album, and we feel like we were very honest and vulnerable in the songwriting, and we just have to keep on doing that because that's what connected us to so many people around the world in the first place. Because Say Something was such an honest song.
Mm-hmm. Also, Say Something was it felt like an anomaly. It felt like the song was so much bigger than we were. Than I don't know that. A lot of songs are. It's like, what is that? That song kind of exists on its own, and we kind of have to put it to the side and be like, okay, that's that experience, And here's another one that we're going
to... It takes a little magic for that to happen. And, you know, you just got to keep on working hard and doing what we're doing and mm-hmm. wait for the magic to, if it wants to happen again, you know.
I'm sure it will because you guys sound great. So tell me about the song Say Something. What was it written about? What's the story behind the song?
We were both going through something, but, I mean, specifically, I was very stuck on... I was, like... falling in love with someone it was Unrequited Love, like Charlie Brown mm-hmm. says, nothing takes the taste out of peanut butter quite like it. And it was a bummer. It was 4 years of a bummer, and I was so afraid to let go because I felt something so strong and I felt so inspired by it. And the thing that I felt that was so strong was all this love that existed inside of me that I wanted to give that I never had realized really was there before until that moment. And so Say Something was kind of a process of realizing that love and realizing my self-worth, and it helped heal in a lot of ways. And in a lot of ways too, it was like I felt like I was giving up part of my childhood innocence and this purity that I was carrying with me, and I felt like part of it died. So it was like it almost felt like it was like a funeral of sorts.
Well, that's a profound way of looking at it. Was the other person obviously knew the song was about?
Yeah, she knows.
And look at her now. She's saying, hey, remember me? Too late now.
It's all right.
Has she said anything? Have you ever about Say Something?
No, I don't think so. It's unspoken, but I don't talk to her anymore. But I hate giving that person credit for the song because the song came from our love.
Right.
And not hers.
Right. And pain, too. The song comes from someone feeling pain.
It comes from pain, but pain and joy share the same little
space.
But for me, it was like, it felt like a resolution. It felt like I was completed. I was complete. I don't know. I know Ian had a very different experience, but, I felt like the song kind of, it resolves itself by the end. You're kind of like, okay, this relationship isn't what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's resolved. I mean, it sounds pretty unresolved, but I guess it is resolved.
I don't know, but to me,
it's like, I guess you didn't say something.
A Grammy will help to resolve any problems that anyone's having. I'll tell you that right now. A Great Big World's in our studios. Are you guys going to do that song now that we've built up all?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Say Something.
Something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you. Something, I'm giving up on you, and I'm feeling so small. It was over my head. I know nothing at all, and I will stumble and fall. I'm still learning to love, just starting to crawl. Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm so would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up on you. swallow my pride. You're the one that I love, and I'm saying goodbye. Say something, I'm giving up on you. And I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. And anywhere I would have followed you. Oh, say something, I'm giving up on you. Say something, I'm giving up on you. Say something.
Absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous piece of music.
Thanks.
And sung with such passion. I can still tell there's a lot of emotion. I mean,
yeah, you know, I don't feel sad anymore, but it comes from this place that's like, it's there, and I know how to get to it, and I feel like I'm channeling something. I feel like something's coming through me, and it's amazing. Every time I play it, I still feel it.
And the response, I'm sure, from the crowd is huge when you do it live in shows. What about emails from your fans, and what do they have to say to you about how that's touched their lives? You must have got some pretty interesting stories along the way.
Yeah, the song has resonated with people in ways that we could never have imagined. When we first put it up on YouTube, before we had a music video, we just put up the audio. And people were using the YouTube comment section as a way to tell their stories. And it was like, it became like this massive group therapy, and it was so profound. Do you remember some of the stories? A lot of the stories were about death and suicide.
Yeah, a lot of them weren't about unrequited love at all.
And then a lot of we got a lot of stories about marriages that came together from that song. So I don't know. It's just like,
also, they fell apart too.
Well, yeah. I think there was one about, there was one that stuck with me about a child, a newborn that had passed away. And just like, I don't know, it's just, this song is like, belongs to the universe. It's a spiritual thing for us, and we are channels for something bigger, this music thing, and we're just so grateful to be on this end of it, and we're able to sing these songs. But whenever I perform this song, I feel like I'm performing a cover of it. Like, I don't even feel like it's our song anymore. I really feel like it belongs to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you recorded it with Christina, was she in the room, or did she kind of do it on another studio and send the track in like they do these days? Or
it was just us and her and an engineer.
That's cool. Raw.
Yeah. It was incredible. It was
she would sing something and then like look to us for like feedback, and then we were in the other room, separated by glass, and there was a talk back button we can press, and Chad and I were like, you press it. No, you press it.
What are you going to say? Because like, it was perfect. It was great. Like that, what you hear on the record is like the first three takes that she did.
Wow.
It was really amazing.
How do you tell Christina Aguilera? A little more of this and a little...
Babaragovs Radio Tawis Upleba. Laparagops Radio Tavisupleba.
So your first Grammy nomination results in a win, which not many artists can say that. So I've got to ask, where's the Grammy? Where do you keep it? Is it on the dash of the car, or where is it? This is the Grammy. Where is it?
I keep moving it because I like to be reminded of it.
I don't really have a good spot for it yet.
No?
You know, we live in like these small little New York apartments, and there's like no place to put them.
Put a chain around it and just kind of let it hang.
I guess so. I put it on I put it on one of my speakers, but I'm about to move, and I'm trying to think of maybe like my IKEA bookshelf or something.
Was it always music for you guys? I mean, when you first met at the university, is this kind of the plan when you started the university? Was music the plan?
No. This was like writing music was like a pastime. It was just like a hobby or something I just did on the side. And then I met Ian. I thought I was going to be a label exec, but until I met Ian. And then it was like, oh, there's something here. We should explore this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when music really took over for me.
But at the same time, it's like, we've always done music or something creative, and like we get programmed into our brains that, oh, you can't actually do this with your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you make up other things that you want to do. So for him, it was like this, I feel like you always wanted to be the performer.
Yeah.
And then you made up this thing in your mind that you were going to be an industry exec. And so did I, because that was the reasonable path to like survive mm-hmm. in this world. And I first went to business school at Boston University, and I was going to be like an accountant or something. Like, I don't know. And then I found myself sneaking out of class, skipping class to like sneak into the fine arts program and practice in the piano. And, you know, so I don't know. It was one of those far-fetched dreams that kind of just happened.
Mm-hmm. And so now you're writing, I read a musical. You're putting together a musical.
Yeah. We're kind of approaching the final stages.
He's been saying that for a couple of years.
Final stages, right. It's like the going out of business sale that's been going on for 10 years. Yeah, right?
Not sure why he keeps saying that. But we've been working on it for 3.5 years. And
tell me about the musical. What is this going to be based on, and what is it going to be?
I mean, vaguely, it's a show about family. And it's like what family means to you and how complicated family can be. We can't really give too much away. But it's like a heartwarming. I think it's a comedy. But
I don't know. We're performing some songs for the first time to the public mm-hmm. At the end of April in New York. So I guess the story will be out then. But there's I don't know why we're holding it back either. But it's a topic that hasn't been done in theater, and we're very excited to do this.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys like theater too? Is that something you also want to be acting part of that? Is that?
Feel like the thread between us is musical theater, but sort of our generation of like Disney musicals, so mm-hmm. like The Lion King and Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast,
Nightmare Before Christmas,
yeah,
Tim Burton, yeah. There's a lot of great stuff going on, and you guys are right there, and you've been on every TV show conceivable, Glee, and like you said, So You Think You Can Dance, and every TV show you guys pop up, your music's everywhere.
Yeah, that started happening like way early. I think we met someone over at MTV, and then they started placing our music on like The Real World and The Road Rules. Remember those shows?
Yes.
And then somehow it led to a theme song of some other show. And then I don't know. I don't know why that's the case. I mean, we're very melodic writers.
Mm-hmm.
We write. Melodies are very easy for us. So maybe that's why. I don't know.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. That's been amazing.
It's been a huge part of our career.
What's been your favorite part of this? Is it the writing? Is it the performing? Is it, you know, winning a Grammy? I mean, what's been your favorite part of the whole thing?
It's funny because, like, when we're on tour, it's like, oh, my God, we're not writing. We need to be writing. I can't wait to write. And then we're writing, and it's great. But, like, then we're like, oh, we need a tour. Oh, what are we going to tour this?
This tour just started, mm-hmm. and we've been in writing mode for a long time. And it felt like a big jolt to go out on tour. But then after the first show and after meeting the fans and seeing the reaction, it's like, oh, my God, this is why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why haven't we been doing this? Why haven't we been touring? So I don't know. It goes in cycles. But there's the writing part, and then there's the sharing part. And I think they're both mm-hmm. equally as important.
And with the new album, When the Morning Comes, so the songs that you put on that, obviously you have to be very careful what you're selecting, because you've been writing a long time. You got a lot of songs to choose from. How did you come up with the songs for the album that you actually decided to put on the album?
We started recording a lot of them, and then some just weren't working as mm-hmm. we were recording. So then we just X those, and I think we kept the really personal and emotional songs on there. We wrote with a lot of different writers, which we didn't do on the first album.
Yeah. And I feel like that was a lot of how we decided what songs were going to go on the album was based on the writers that we wrote with, because some of the writers we wrote with didn't really jive with.
Right.
And it felt like they wanted to create a sound for us. And
versus like us wanting to create a sound like and have them support it. Mm-hmm. So we experienced that a lot.
But that was the most instructive, realizing what we didn't want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be tough, you know, when you are a songwriter to work with another writer or another producer who's got a vision that might be contrary to what your vision is for the song that you wrote.
Yeah.
Well, we were like, what is our vision? Right. We had a lot of that because of all the pressure, because of all the noise, because of the rush and mm-hmm. the, we were like, well, what do you, right. I don't know. It was kind of like 2 years went by of craziness and it's like, where did we come from again? Why are we doing this again? What? So we had to like go back there really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm. And they want to put you, an American radio wants to put you in a lane
yeah.
or in a box. What do you call yourselves? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, the radio world outside of America doesn't function like that. You know, everything can be played on one radio station, whatever it is, from hip hop to rock to country. It can be on one station. So, I mean, are you guys, do you have a name for what you do or you want to avoid labels and things like that?
I like to think that we create honest, emotional pop music.
There are no really other bands with two male singers.
Right.
Yeah.
In it.
Right.
So that's been an interesting part of teaching people who we are and that Say Something is not just... Like, what is Say Something? Say Something is you hear this guy singing with one of the biggest icons in the world. When a lot of, you know, Great Big World is me and Chad and... So we really focused on that part of things when we made this new album and using both of our voices together as an instrument.
Are there any surprises on the new album? I mean, are you singing with anybody?
The only featured artist we have is Futuristic on Hold Each Other,
mm-hmm.
Who's a rapper we found through YouTube. He covered Say Something, mm-hmm. and it was a beautiful cover, and we were like, we want to work with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
In some way in the future. And then we wrote Hold Each Other and we had a spot for a rap and we were like, let's get Futuristic.
Yeah, there you
now
go.
We're rapping at our shows.
Now you're yeah, on top of everything.
Chad just, and I did the rap.
Yeah, we're starting to rap now.
Any other artists out there you want to work with on the next album?
Oh. Yeah.
Where you're talking to, I can sense there's something going on. Are you?
Oh, no. I mean, Beyonce's been on my bucket list for
on
a long
bucket
time.
Bucket list.
Yeah.
And everybody's bucket list.
I know.
But we've got a Great Big World in our studios here, and they're on tour right now. The tour just started, as you mentioned. Is this a world tour?
It's a North American tour.
North American. I'm sure it'll extend around the world as well. Your music is popular everywhere on the planet. If people want to see the tour, if they want to check you out on the web, what's your website address?
AGreatBigWorld.com.
Easy enough.
Instagram, it's AGreatBigWorld. Twitter.
No.
Instagram, AGreatBigWorld. Twitter, AGreatBigWorld. And we're posting videos every day and photos every day and...
All right. Well, you guys going to do another song for us?
Yeah, we're going to do our single.
A brand new single, right?
Mm-hmm. It's called Oasis.
I'm excited to hear this. A Great Big World here on Border Crossings.
Don't cry, you're mine for forever, for forever. I need you now more than ever, more than ever. Head full eyes, sun in my eyes, you make it easy. Don't look away, these are the days you gotta believe me. When we're lost in a desert night and we're chasing our paradise, when we can't fight another fight, we're gonna make it. You're my oasis. You're my oasis. You're my oasis. You're my oasis. This life is made for each other, for each other. Cross lines, we stay. There's no other. Head full of light, sun in my eyes, you make it easy. Nowhere to go, I'm already home, you gotta believe me. When we're lost in a desert night and we're chasing a paradise, when we can't fight another fight, we're gonna make it. You're my oasis. You're my oasis. You're my oasis. When we're lost in a desert night and the chase in a paradise, when we can't fight another fight, we're gonna make.
It's a great big world, and we're glad you're in it, too. You guys sound great. The album is called When the Morning Comes, and on tour right now for the new album. Get a copy, agreatbigworld.com, also iTunes, Amazon, everywhere you can get an album.
Did I miss a sign? My stupid heart, it left me blind. Nobody else would forgive my mistakes. Nobody else would have stayed one step ahead of me. You saw what we could it be? How did you know, down in your bones, that I'd come around? One step ahead, always guiding me through my haze. Was too scared to see what this could mean, but I see it now. I see it now. Someone else's love. All of my hang-ups and all of my fears, you made them all disappear. One step ahead of me, you saw what we could be. How did you know, down in your bones, that I'd come around? One step ahead of me, you saw what we could be. How did you know, down in your bones, that I'd come around? One step ahead.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Guys are great. I really enjoyed talking to you and having you on the show. You going to do an eyeglass design wear? You gonna, is that the trademark now?
This is actually Warby Parker. Do you know that brand?
No.
They made it's a brand that's kind of blowing up in this in New York. I think in other places too, but they custom made these in white for me.
Oh, and, wow.
It's hard to find glasses for big heads.
White and I believe it, I believe it. my life around. Violets and purples, diamonds and circles, you're my kaleidoscope. I love every minute, you've got me in it, you're my kaleidoscope. Turning my life around. Violets and purples, diamonds and circles, you're my kaleidoscope. I love every minute, you've got me in it, you're my kaleidoscope.
You're my kaleidoscope.
Hey la la la, oh, 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 oh.
You keep turning,
the orange skies, living all of my days the same. Then you came along and you sang your song, and the whole world around me changed. Violets and purples, diamonds and circles, you're my kaleidoscope. I love every minute, you've got me in it, you're my kaleidoscope.
On VOA 1's Border Crossings.
Facing forward, lights out, I won't stop running. Falling backwards, hands tied, I won't stop running. I'll take another sunrise, another hit to hold tight. This isn't over.
I am way too young and I won't stop. Too young and I won't stop running. I don't know how much longer I can fake it, that it's all right, that I can do this alone. And I know that life is what you make it, but it's hard to see stars when you're always caught in the folds. Every night in my mind it's a fight, but I won't stop dreaming, 'cause this isn't over. It's never over. I'd rather be the one that starts the fire than to shut my mouth and be the one who gets burned. Yeah, it is what it is, but I wanna go higher, 'cause I felt it once before. I believe the tables will turn. I wanna love and be the one who is loved. No, I won't stop dreaming, 'cause this isn't over. It's never over. Facing
I won't stop running. I am way too young and I won't stop running. I am way too young and I won't stop running.
Oh, and with that, we'll say thank you guys for coming on the show. When the Morning Comes is the album, A Great Big World. Thank you guys for coming on the
program.
Thank
you so much.
Really nice to meet you. I'm Larry London and this is Border Crossings.
Radyo Tavisupleba, FM az 7.4.
Radyo Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
Ovol ve 30 saat sada 34 rubze, tavazıp nahevar saatiyen Azerbaycanlı programız.
Size her gün Tbilisi vaxtıyla saat 20.30'dan 21'e kadar Azatlık Radyosu'nun verişlerini dinlemeye teklif ederiz.
Bizi 107.4 FM'de dinleyin.
Kvisminyet Kofelte, FM az 7.4. Radyo Tavisupleba.